Why do we sow in? God said to pure word of God, sowing in good God's eternal value system. Anybody else? Why sowing? It really has to do with a large part of what our purpose is. What is our purpose here on earth? Okay, be ministers of reconciliation. What else? Glorify God, yeah. To be conformed, yeah. To disciple. We have to get our purpose straight. It's very easy to lose track of our purpose. And even in a ministry like ours, both here and at large, even in a ministry like ours, it's easy to lose track of our purpose. Our purpose has an order to it. Our first purpose, beyond anything else, is to be conformed to the image of Christ. Our second purpose, beyond anything else except the first purpose, is to edify the body of Christ. Our third purpose is to win the lost. That order of that purpose is important. If I try to edify the body of Christ or to be a soul winner, as important as those are, if I put those ahead of being conformed to the image of Christ, then not only do I have the order wrong, then I'll enter into striving. Why do I soul win? I don't soul win for the sake of the lost. And in one sense, as correct as the answer was, because God said to, I don't sow in simply because God said to, although that is reason enough. I sow in because I need it. I need it to be a healthy believer. There is no such thing as a healthy church that doesn't sow in. How do I know that? Proverbs 11:30. He that wins souls is wise. So the church that wins souls is a church where there is wisdom. What does that say about those who do not win souls? Soul winning is not a badge of spirituality. Soul winning happens as a result of spirituality. But it does not indicate that I am spiritual, that I soul win. It is possible to soul win in the strength of the flesh. To soul win in my natural personality and my natural disposition, and even to be effective in it. That's what Paul said. You know, they have ulterior motives for preaching the gospel, but as long as the gospel is preached, I'm happy about it. So on the one level, it's, you know, I'm glad people are soul winning. On the other level, I hope people are soul winning in the correct order of things. Because if being conformed to the image of Christ is not the priority, even before soul winning, then my soul winning is an effort of the flesh. And though people may in fact come to Christ because of it, because even if it is my flesh giving the gospel, it is nonetheless the gospel. So the gospel itself has a power in it to transform a heart, a mind. But what does it benefit me? And that may sound selfish, but I'm the one who's going to stand with me at the Bema seat. You're not going to stand with me at the Bema seat. I'm going to stand with me at the Bema seat. And I'm the one who's going to lose or gain eternal rewards. When Jesus looks at my life and says, this is it right here. So my first and foremost purpose is always to be conformed to the image of Christ. Why do I soul in? Because it helps to conform me to the image of Christ. It helps me to get to know Him. Why? Because it is far healthier for me to have the gospel flow through me than to stagnate in me. You pour a cup of water and you set it out for a month, you're not going to want to drink that cup of water. But you pour a cup of water or drink it, and you pour in another one and drink it, and you pour in another one, and you know what you got? You got fresh water flowing through you. What's this? What when that happens? What is the condition of the inside of the cup? If the inside of the cup has the same water in it, the water that was put there a month ago, it never gets poured out, the inside's going to become rather gross. If as a believer, a vessel for God, a vessel for the Word of God, I do not get poured out, the inside is going to become rather gross. And though the cup may look good on the outside, on the inside it gets rather disgusting. Moldy and slimy. Whitewashed sepulcher with dead men's bones. I have the knowledge, but I don't have enough power in that knowledge for the knowledge to produce an action in me. I sow in not because I have to, and I don't sow in because of the lost. I sow in because of me. The soul that I win is my own, first and foremost. This is what it means, one aspect of what it means to exercise your salvation, work out your own salvation. So exercise it. Like have it produce an action. I exercise what I've received by pouring it out. Never too young, never too early, never too late, never too old to go soul winning. Why? I need it. Like if a cup has gotten stagnant, a cup of water has gotten stagnant, what do I do with it? I pour out the water. And then I flush it out. Alright, so I have never been soul winning. I've been receiving, but not soul winning. So what do? I start pouring out, and the Word pours in me, and it pours out of me, and it flushes me out. And it cleans me on the inside. It gives me a practical form of wisdom, soul winning. It takes my sight off of myself and puts it onto some other place. You know what the best solution is for a person who's experiencing like some sort of emotional turmoil or problems or anything? I pour out. Like, and we've all been there. I mean, we go into times when things are rough. We go into times where we become emotional. We go into times where you might think we're psychopathic. And we all go there. What's the number one solution that God prescribes? Pour out. Pour out. Why? Because if you're pouring out, God has to pour in. And He pours in and you pour out. You see, if I never pour out, then what He pours in just simply spills out. It doesn't do me much good. So I continuously pour out. Not as a legalistic trip, just out of the sheer sense of realization that I need it. That I need to be there. I need to go. So I need to soul win. I need to share the gospel. Just the same way that I need to be in church. I need to exercise what I've received. And I exercise it, one, in my own life, certainly, in the privacy of my thoughts, in the privacy of my decisions, in the privacy of my life. Yes, I exercise it there too. But it is not an equal balance. It is not a good balance if that is all that I exercise it in. I also sow in. However, likewise, if all I do is sow in, and maybe I sow in with my personality, maybe I'm very outgoing, and some people are like that. Some people are like the complete opposite, right? But some people are very outgoing, and they're out there, and they want to be they get a kick out of it. And there is an excitement and a joy to it, but they can get a kick out of it just by virtue of this is their kind of thing. It clicks with their personality. If that is where I am, I'm also in a false balance. If I'm soul winning, but I cannot exercise what I've learned in the gospel in my own life. And that is also a wrong balance. I get conformed to the image of Christ, and Christ was a soul winner, and I become a soul winner. Why did Christ soul win? So that we can be saved? Well, yes. certainly so that we can be saved, but also because He wanted something. It was not entirely a thing where God just gave for our sake and nothing in return. No, God wanted something. He said, "My son, give me your heart." And so He loved the world and sent His son because He wanted a result. He sent His son so that we might be saved. That was the result that He desired. So even with Christ, the soul winning, albeit for my benefit, was for God's desire. And He received something from it. There are two things, expiation and propitiation. One is Godward, the other is manward. What Christ did was Godward and manward. Expiation was for my sake, propitiation was for His. He couldn't fellowship with ungodliness, so He took care of ungodliness so He could fellowship with us, so that He could have us as His bride. Propitiation was Godward. Expiation was towards me. I could not come to God in the state as a sinner. And so it was from expiation was for my benefit, propitiation was for God's benefit. Both of them came because Christ was a soul winner. Do you see what I'm saying? When I soul win, I get a benefit, and the person who hears the soul winning gets a benefit. I get the benefit of, I get conformed to the image of Christ. I get to know Him a little bit more. I get to draw near to Him. I rely on Him. The Word flows through me and I am clean by my very pouring out. But why do I want? So because of, I want something from Him. And then the person who receives it, they receive the forgiveness of their sins from my words. And by the way, yes, it is from my words. It is my tongue, it is my vocal cords, it is the word that the Holy Spirit puts into my heart, and I give that to them. Why do I say that? Because we are His body. Hey, do you know this, that we are the body of Christ? That's not a theological concept, that is a practical reality. We are the body of Christ. If I don't go out there, Christ is not out there. If I don't share the gospel, Christ is not sharing the gospel. And this is the very reason He came. Right? He came to seek and to save that which was lost. If I am not seeking and saving that which was lost, first and foremost myself, then I'm not functioning. Like, how am I lost? In so many different ways. Even though I may be born again. We are to be soul winners. That's why he that wins souls is wise. Why do you think it is that Satan has attacked soul winning nowadays? I mean, you ask believers and they'll say, "I'm not going soul winning." For that matter, you ask some pastors, "I'm not going soul winning." Well, I'm sorry, you're not right with God. You're not functioning as His body. You're not being conformed to His image. I've always said this and I'll say it again, I would never be caught dead in a church, a school, or an organization that did not have soul winning as a regular part of what it does. Why? Because then I would be caught dead. How is the life of God made manifest? By God being poured out of my life. How is God going to be poured out of my life? Because I've been conformed to His image. And if I'm not conformed to His image, then why am I even here? I may as well just go home now and not have to deal with what's in the world and just be at home with Him. By the way, there is no heavenly pixie dust. It's not like I'm going to get to heaven and God's going to sprinkle the pixie dust and it's all going to be there. What I store here is what I go into eternity with. Yes, I will learn continuously in heaven. Yes, I will draw near continuously in heaven. But somehow when I go through heaven, when I get through the gate, it's not like I'm going to have all the things in me that I was supposed to attain while I was here on earth. I mean, we really do only take two things with us. The word that we stored in our heart and the souls we win to Christ or have a hand in winning to Christ. Because that's our inheritance. And if I don't take those two things with me, then I take nothing with me. I go there, but I take nothing with me. It's like that joke. Some of you know it because I've told it 100 times. But I'll say it again because I like it. The guy goes to heaven and the angel comes and he says, I'm taking you to heaven. And the guy said, can I take something with me? He said, yeah, you can take one suitcase and fill it with whatever you want. So the guy stores all this gold in his suitcase and he takes it to heaven and he has it in heaven and he opens up all this gold. And one angel says to the other, he says, I can see why he wanted to take him to heaven, but why did he choose pavement? What is it? You get two things only from here. Let your life be about those two things. Do it in God's order, or it's not about those two things. It becomes about my personality. Hey, did you know Christ had no personality? He didn't. He had an individuality. He did not have a personality. You know that? Did you know that Christ had no self-image? Like, people wrestle with self-image. And psychologists in the world say, you have a good self-image and this is how you do it. You know what God says? Don't have a self-image. Have my image in you. And you don't need a self-image. Have my mind in you, and you don't need a personality. People say about you, you got no personality. Thank you. Really, there's an order to these things, and that order is important. It's not a trivial thing. That order, first to be conformed to the image, then to love the body, edify the body of Christ, then to win the lost. Because if the body is not edified, it's dysfunctional. It's a crippled body. If I'm not conformed to the image of Christ, then I'm working in the natural man. The order is important. Anyway, just a thought before we get started.